This is Week in Addition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush is spending these final hours before the midterm elections Tuesday on a bustling tour around the country, showing up to help out Republicans who are in tight races. Tuesday's vote will determine who controls the almost evenly divided U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate and more than two-thirds of the nation's statehouses. Minnesota Democrat and former Vice President Walter Mondale is now running for the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Paul Wellstone last week. So President Bush plans to campaign in St. Paul this weekend for the Republican candidate Norm Coleman. NPR's David Wilner reports from St. Paul.
President Bush campaigned yesterday on behalf of endangered GOP House incumbents George Gekas in Pennsylvania and Ann Northup in Kentucky, and in New Hampshire for House member John Sununu, who's in a close race with Democratic Governor Jeanne Shaheen for Republican Robert Smith's Senate seat. Meanwhile, Vice President Dick Cheney appeared at a rally for former St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman. The vice president did so on the same northern Minnesota Iron Range where Wellstone's plane crashed 1 week earlier. Today, the president travels to Tennessee and Georgia to stump for GOP Senate candidates and to Florida to campaign for his brother Jeb, who faces a stiff challenge in his gubernatorial reelection bid from Democrat Bill McBride. Here in Minnesota, First Lady Laura Bush will campaign today for Norm Coleman, and tomorrow the president plans to do the same in what will be his fourth trip to Minnesota on the Republican Senate contender's behalf. The White House handpicked Coleman, a former Democrat, to challenge the late Senator Wellstone. By doing so, the president has put his own political clout to the test in this key race, just as he has in South Dakota, where he persuaded Republican Congressman John Thune to challenge Democratic incumbent Senator Tim Johnson. The president is due to return tomorrow to South Dakota as well to campaign for Thune there for the fifth time. Polls show that Senate race a dead heat. David Wellner, NPR News, St. Paul.